Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, noes. The Cracker Barrel has gone woke. It really is the end of times.
Why do people care? They're not being forced to eat it.
Well, the liberals weighed in, too. Thank you, Cracker Barrel, old country store. If you want to know what the left is stereotyped a little bit, too, well, the quote like this, if it really came
from
somebody on left.
Can you give an appropriate voice for that quote, Mike?
Thank you, Cracker Barrel, old country store. Mike Tyson doesn't approve of Hulu's upcoming biographical series, Mike. I thought that was mine.
I was going to say, it's about you, about right? It's the first movie about you since The Mimic.
No, I guess it's The Mimic. It was simply Mimic, Rob, not The Mimic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mimic.
That's why I could never find it on
I was so excited,
Hulu.
And then it's like about aliens and bugs coming out of people's chests. Yes. You've always thought that there's something
Nancy. Laser-focused. Faldo's going out for a beer. You don't think he's coming along to that, do you?
I think maybe when these guys are on the road. Look, back in the day.
I'll have one Brandy Alexander.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
From Katie Powers, Texas, Sun River, Oregon, Adelaide, South Australia, Athens, Greece, Ypsilanti, Michigan, Southern, by God, Maryland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Glad to have you with us on another fabulous week as we wind down to school. We got one more week with my little man here, and then he goes to school next week. And a lot of kids down here, at least in my part of the country, are already going back to school.
Too early.
Well, it always has been, and it's crazy. Right before the broadcast, we've been jumping around trying to find a decent clip of the end of the CBS broadcast yesterday. I only laugh because apparently Nick Faldo, who is a legendary golfer and a legendary broadcaster with CBS, called it quits yesterday on not one of the bigger tournaments, but a professional PGA tournament. And at the end, I didn't see it. And a bunch of people were telling me about it. And then Oscar came into the show and said that.
I'm not a golf fan. And I saw
you're not even a golf fan, and said there's some great audio out there, and we were listening to different clips of it. It's his last broadcast, and apparently it was quite the emotional moment on this. The Mr. Soundtown didn't get it because
I guess
you just didn't know it was out there. Right?
I didn't realize it. No,
right. So we've got a clip of this is Nick Faldo who is retiring, but they had Ian Baker Finch up there on the tower. They had Frank Nabilo up there in the tower, who's there his co-broadcasters, and our friend and legendary tear jerk maven Jim Nantz, who loves the emotion of a moment like this.
And also, do you think part of the emotion that he loves is the fact that he's outlasted another one?
I don't think so. I think he's just, he loves, you know,
he
at
does
the Masters
he
when
does.
He says,
yeah, these are moments.
I think it's amazing. And if there's an emotional story, he will tell it. And, you know, I don't know a lot about the behind the scenes Nick Faldo. I know that, and I said this to somebody today, he became like so many of these guys. He just evolved very quickly into a great broadcaster. Mm-hmm. And he was fun to listen to. And he was fun and he was quick-witted. And, you know, he's a genius golfer for a long time. And I love I love his type of British accent. It's fantastic. So without further ado, I don't know how long this goes on, but this is long. I'll play it as long as it's interesting to all of us. This is Nick Faldo and his last broadcast for CBS Golf. And if you didn't get a chance to hear it, take a listen right now.
You said one time, I'm not very often at a loss for words. I am now, except just to say, Nick, your final thoughts on this remarkable run.
I blew it.
He's crying.
You got it, mate.
I was all ready.
It's been a great journey.
You've always been ready, mate.
Wow.
We've been lucky. Mm-hmm. We've been very fortunate.
He's not able to speak.
16 years.
Oh, dear.
People only knew.
Hang on.
The time that you get
breathe.
To spend together.
Let's say you breathe. 5 seconds, breathe. Okay.
You got this.
So I was in a boat in Ireland, and they gave me a call and said, how would you like to sit next to Jim Nance? And literally fell out the boat. I really did. That was 2006, and here we are, 16 years later.
Wow.
It's been an amazing run.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank, Ian, I know you have a final word to say to this great man.
Yeah, it's been an amazing 16 years. It's been 40 years since we've known you, and lots of water under the bridge, and maybe a lot more water flowing down that East Gallatin River up in Montana.
Breathe,
the fly
breathe, breathe.
Looking forward to it.
Nick, if it's about loving this great game,
yeah,
you
thanks
always
to
that.
The crew. You're the, as I affectionately and respectfully call you, the workers. They put the pictures out. We do the rattling. We have an easy job.
Rattling.
Thank you all.
Means
I'm a single child, and I found at 65 three brothers. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Bless you.
Well, that's it.
You can only see what was in this tower. So this is surrounded by his CBS
all right,
family.
Jim. All right. Okay. Yeah. I can't listen to Nance
Jim
anymore.
Would be a Jim, great, what do you think
Nick,
he'd be a good
Nick,
funeral?
I want to make love to you right now. I do. By the way, as someone who has lost it on the air multiple times, I get it. I understand, you know, how it works. And he was, you know, I think when you make the transition from the PGA Tour player to broadcaster, you are still in the game with every week going down to the range, hanging out with the guys and doing that. So there's a finality to it when you finish a career like that. You're no longer going to be in the week-to-week game of the PGA Tour. And I think that's what it's all about. With athletes, there's something amazingly dignified about a professional athlete or a broadcaster giving a final sign-off. I think it's really, really special. I've only witnessed a couple, Don's, and unfortunately, I wasn't there for Don's. But anyway,
We saw Buzz's. That was memorable.
Yeah, but Buzz...
Not really. He said, I'm retiring,
which,
and then he started a new broadcast network.
Yeah.
It was really awkward.
Yeah, so both those weren't... Rob, I have to be... I'm not being cruel, but I mean, he kicked us out to retire.
Well, you know, that's true.
And he was
it's
back
true.
On the air in a month.
Yeah.
So,
anyway...
As far as Buzz, I don't remember either one, really.
Well, that's because you were drinking heavily.
You know which one
I
remember?
Sober during that time, during the day.
The late, God rest his soul, Sonny Huberoth. From WYRE, 81 WYRE in Annapolis, Maryland. He was going to work, I believe, as an engineer for the Mutual Broadcast system. And he got all choked up, and he was a guy that had been there for a long time. And he said for WYRE, I'm Sonny Huberoth. And I was a baby at the time, and I'm watching this, and it was fascinating. I'm sure... You know, when my time comes, it'll be, you know, I'll be a little verklempt, but, that's sad.
Mike, I think your sign-off voice will probably be read by Siri.
Siri.
Yeah.
Mike won't be here today. Mike is taking up out.
When Big O and Dukes went off the air, it's a rarity. I think it's still a rarity. Mike, you can actually clarify this. You probably know more people in radio than I do at this point. To say goodbye, right?
You don't often
give you
chance.
Many chances.
Yeah, so most people don't realize that, but... Big O and Dukes got a chance to say goodbye, and that was really sad. It was, we're both 30 and 31 at that point, not knowing that we were going to launch a podcast or, you know, I was going to be able to work with Mike to know what was going to happen. But 16 years and to go out on your own terms and say goodbye and with the respect and reverence, from your peers, that's massive.
You know, we got, requested. I was respected enough in the hallways of WJFK to be asked to do a week of shows, and I respectfully declined. Yeah. I didn't want them, you know, I didn't think it was something I wanted to give them, and I looked at it that way.
We did a final segment, though.
We did a final segment.
Were you surprised they allowed that? The recorded final segment?
No, I was not surprised at all. And that's what they did. And that it was prearranged. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just, I think really when the writing was on the wall, I was ready to get out of there.
Sure.
I don't look at that. I think there are too many anniversaries in broadcasting. I think there are too many award shows in broadcasting. I think there are too many real sign-offs. It's just, and this is supreme respect to Nick Faldo. But that's a 16-year run. And when you see a 16-year run and then you see Vin Scully, there's a guy that maybe wanted to cry with that. But I think it was more than a broadcast sign-off.
Yeah, it was his sign-off to the...
I'm not in the game of the PGA anymore, and that's all. And, you know, it's sweet
to
see...
Did he say he played for 40 years?
Well, he's been on the tour for a million years.
Wow.
He used to have some great battles. But it's also... it's not easy to do that because it's so quiet... And it's so reserved that I think you're in a really tough position being a color analyst for the national golf telecast because you got to criticize these guys and then you got to interact with them. And it was just nice to see, you know, Ian Baker Finch, who, by the way, says the teen numbers better than anybody I've ever heard. You know, he's going to go back to 18. 18. He's going to go there to 18. There we are with 18. But it was, and Oscar, I know you love that kind of stuff. That's why you made us aware of it. I heard about it. I didn't.
The broadcast teams that break up, like the broadcast teams that they don't break up, but that last and have chemistry, you don't have to be a fan of that sport. You can just watch them interact. Like at NBA tonight, right? So when you watch a late night NBA show, you don't have to care about basketball. You look at the personalities.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Am I wrong to think of it that way, Mike?
I think you look at the personalities. I think absolutely. I mean, that's you know, that's the way it goes. And
the chemistry between the personalities.
Yeah, and
the chemistry between you know, when you get a guy, you're talking now. It's Ken Venturi, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's Nick Faldo. So for Jim Nantz, he's had two guys that have done it for a really long, long period of time. And before Jim Nantz, there was Pat Summerall, who had a great run as well. You get these gigs, and they're I could see Jim Nantz where it's just like, we're really happy to be
When I heard Jim Nantz in that clip, it sounded like he was going to... show him a selection of caskets. He sounded funereal.
Some guys have trouble, and there's I think the power of having to keep it together sometimes gets you even worse.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, when you do that, when you live a life in front of the camera as Nick Faldo has for 16 years, I think it really is an example of your family being out there, and you're there all the time. And it's hours and hours and hours.
The clip didn't just affect me from a broadcaster standpoint. I thought about us, shockingly enough.
Right.
Because I was like, man, like, these guys must have some sort of chemistry off and friendship off the air to feel this way on the air, right? We get to talk about our lives and how we interact and what makes us tick, but they're talking about golf.
Right.
So,
well, I think they all probably get along, except of course for Nantz.
Now, Nantz is probably great.
No,
how
I'm kidding.
Dare you?
I'm kidding, of course.
No, you're not really though.
I think he's probably pretty.
Tell the truth, you're not really. You've always thought that there's something.
I think he's. I think
about
he is
Nancy.
Laser focused on the sport.
Very driven.
He might not be a social butterfly, is all I'm saying.
Like he might not hang out. And I think he has a par 3 golf course at his house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But let's say that Faldo's going out for a beer. You don't think he's coming along to that, do you?
I think maybe when these guys are on the road. Look,
I'll
back
have
in
one
the day,
Brandy Alexander.
I'd like the pink squirrel, please. Can you give me the pink squirrel? That's what it'll be. Back in Pat Summerall's day, he said he was the king of unwinding. I will never forget that quote where, you know, Summerall would do it. You know, as if anybody, you know, goes out there, I think Nick probably, you know, he probably gets out there and roars with some of the guys.
I would think.
I don't know about Nantz.
That's probably Nantz, how you get the insight, right?
I think Nantz, you know, flies back to be with Jameson and is the rest of his.
Nantz is more of a breakfast guy.
I don't know. Wouldn't you love, can we get him back on
yes.
to talk I'll about
it? So you can ask
yes. Because I'd love to talk about that moment. Yeah. I think that moment, I'd like to know all about it. And by the way, if you remember the fact about Jim Nantz, this is, I think we confirmed this,
yeah.
that he brings a Polaroid picture or a photograph.
A tiny photograph in his wallet.
A tiny photograph in his wallet of how he likes his toast, almost burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
So that they won't mess it up, because he asked for it burnt and they never give it to him burnt.
It was a gift from his wife.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Now, getting back to reality, I have to jump in here and say, you appear to be in a different world today.
Different
you,
location,
seem to
yes.
be in front of a hammock of yeah, some
this,
kind.
This is a hammock.
I didn't know you were going away for the month. I thought you were going to be. Thought you were back in D.C.
It's technically
today.
A week, Tuesday to Tuesday, right?
Oh, so, Tuesday to Tuesday. Yeah. Okay. All right. So
I'll be
you're.
Back, I'll be back in studio tomorrow.
Where are you now? Where are you?
I'm in Hyannis, in Cape Cod.
But you left us on Friday saying that
in Boston.
The beach probably wasn't going
to
happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen. They decided on Saturday afternoon, let's go to the beach house. And I said, this is great. What a treat. And we got in the car at around 5 p.m. and then got here in the evening, went out to dinner. It was a wonderful dinner.
How long of a drive is that?
An hour and 15.
Oh, that close?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Are the doctors in residence?
Yes, they are. They're inside the house as we speak.
That's wonderful. And I saw earlier, he's so aware as soon as I glanced at the monitor when Shannon was on camera. In her bikini.
Yeah.
And he just hustled her off. He is so
shimmy her
protective.
Well, the shot was, it was a peculiar shot because her bikini had no top straps.
She looked like she
and
was
we were just seeing shoulders.
Yeah,
she did
topless.
Look W-topless.
So let me, and this is totally, it's related, but it's a digression. So bear with me here. So a viral video, I'm not TikToking, but I use those clips occasionally. I'll roll clips that appear as 10-second clips on Facebook, and I'll just go through them, bam, bam, bam. So here's the one that I'll tell you about, and you've seen a million of these. There's a dude comes with a pizza. He's a Domino's delivery guy, and inside the door appears to be a naked woman with a giant ball balloon in front of her body, and she says, and she hands him scissors. And then 15 minutes goes by where he's like, I've got something for you if you want to pop the balloon. And and it's back and forth and back. Total like bait to just keep them people watching possibly can, right?
And the algorithm merges. TikTok has the most, advanced algorithm for social media out there. To actually give the user...
To target the user
with what they're interested in. The fact that you are, I've never seen that video, Mike. So your algorithm is giving you food and
Mike,
sex, right?
Mike, I've seen that video.
I have no food in my algorithm.
I've gotten that TikTok video before, but I always thought it was because...
The black guy that comes in with the
I don't
with
have
the pizza
that.
Delivery box
it.
And,
I
the,
it
and
is.
The blonde at the door with the big balloon.
No. Yeah.
And he's
and it
like,
goes on forever.
You know, and he's going back and forth. There might be, but what I'm saying is there might be a million of them like
could
that.
Be.
That
could be.
Because
I,
they're
I
used
seen
to,
yet.
Are they designed? This is the question for Mr. Tech.
Yeah, bait.
Are they designed to make you linger longer? Yeah. Is that what
watch,
that's all
they
about?
Want you, if there's an outcome at the end, and you, or you'll see wait till the end, you'll sit there and watch it. And most of these videos don't have fast-forward functions, so you sit there and wait.
See, mine
and
did.
Then nothing
I did. I
happens.
Skipped through, and she had like a money belt on.
Oh, okay.
It was either underwear or a bathing suit, and she gave him the money for the pizza.
Oh, worth that's
it.
Sweet.
Worth it for 15 minutes.
She wasn't T-O-P-L-E-S-S.
No,
there's none of the real stuff, you know. There are
yeah,
other
but I mean, they're just teasing you. Like,
how did the pizza man react to the reveal?
He wasn't a good actor, so it was kind of anticlimactic.
How did the
it wasn't
pizza
that big
taste?
A deal. They didn't eat the pizza.
No, I didn't eat the pizza.
So
I
what
feel
are
like
you?
That's a missed opportunity.
I'll share with you what is popping up on my YouTube feed when I go.
Oh, and the YouTube stories.
Yeah. As far as you talk about the food and sex,
yeah,
I have categories where they say I have a lot of airplane takeoffs and landings. I have almost every time I look on it, I've got a place called Haulover Inlet, which is boats, incredible boats. Going through this amazingly rough channel over in Miami. Then I have a lot of track and field athletes. competing female track and field people that are competing like in what are the things?
Well, you're into fitness. You share an account with your wife or something?
No. This is just me. I like looking at athletes.
Okay.
And so it's not steeplechase. That's horse racing.
Is it relay races?
No, what's where they jump over
the pole vault?
Oh, hurdles.
Pole vault.
Hurdles.
Oh, hurdles.
Oh, okay.
Hurdles. Female hurdlers, which are fun to watch. And then there's this particular Australian that warms up like this by shaking her head. So that's what I see. And then, let's see, I said takeoffs and landings.
Carson stuff?
Yeah, but not as much as because I haven't watched it in a while.
Okay,
get Jean-Pierre, the chef, and I now get a lot of Korean restaurants making steak.
Mm.
A lot of that. Anybody like to weigh in on what they have on their YouTube?
My feed right now, even YouTube and TikTok, it's similar. I get a ton of political stuff, probably because...
Really?
Because of the time we spend working with
like news,
and
news headlines, that type news of thing.
It's probably leading to my politics. So I'll have the Lincoln Project. I'll have the Midas Touch. I'll have MSNBC. It'll all like sling through, right?
Right.
And then I'll have a ton of podcasts, like just clips from podcasts that are out there doing, including ours. I'll have the Podville Media TikTok up and running. I'll have a bunch of business talk, like of either talking about inflation to deflation, the economy. It's funny because my wife thought I was looking at bikinis on TikTok, and she picked up my phone because I guess there was a challenge on TikTok that said pick up your husband's phone and look through his TikTok feed and you'll know what he's into.
Right.
And she looked at she's like, let me try this. And she was laughing and she's like, oh my God. She goes, you have 0.0 of a sex drive.
She was busting your chops for
She was busting my chops.
Really?
Wow.
I was like, I got low T. I've been telling you this forever.
All right, we're not going to listen anymore, Nick, are we? So I'll
No, we're good. But you see what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go in and see what
I have.
It was Loserville, USA. Not the politics, but like all of the DIY home stuff that I'll never do. And I will never work on. I don't even have the tools for it. You're like, I can't believe there's a handheld pressure washer. Let me save this video.
I have.
So you don't look at the. Yeah, you get your stuff in other sources.
Yeah.
Well, there's a different level.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's
not. Yes. What about you, Rob?
I get a lot of talk show stuff. I guess because I watch the Carson clips. I get a lot of music stuff. I get thousands of Elvis clips because I'll chase that down. Podcast highlights. Oscar's mentioned those. I get those as well. And then stuff that doesn't make any sense, like. Here's roller skating freestyle. Don't know that.
Is it a dude or a celebrity?
It's
or a lady?
It's couples, it looks like.
Oh,
Nathan Fielder, I was watching him the other day. He's got a new show coming out, and he's the king
who?
Of Nathan Fielder. He's the king of cringe comedy.
I don't know who he is.
My kids love him. They think he's the greatest. So we were watching some of that. And then this is auditions for the Office. And then it's pretty much what you'd expect. Music, Elvis, but no food clips.
Well, no. What do you mean what you'd expect? I wouldn't expect. What would we expect?
Yeah,
would,
you tell us.
I would think you would expect the Elvis stuff and the music stuff.
Top Elvis clip that shows up?
The top Elvis clip is singing Stuck on You in 1960.
Would you watch that?
I have watched a dozen times, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Not my favorite, but I have watched it. And then here he is singing Relax. I believe that might be... From Fun and Alcohol. No, it happened at the World's Fair with one of his movie clips.
How about you, Pony?
Yeah, what do you got, you pervert?
Oh, man, you don't want to know.
Well, this is the thing.
Well, we asked.
Matt has. Mike, with respect to Matt, just when you think he's becoming a normal, adjusted human being into society, you see what his avatar is for his personal Gmail, and it's like some sort of anime character.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a woman?
It's a woman anime character dressed scantily clad.
You can't even see clothing.
I know. Well, she doesn't look like she wears anything until you open up the picture.
What do you search for on YouTube, Pony?
Most of my YouTube stuff is either going to be like anime related or like anti-Trump stuff, mostly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I showed your InfoWars clip to my entire family.
You mean the bonus show one?
The bonus show where they're like, he's doing that without a machine. I said, this man's a genius. Watch.
I got a lot of good feedback on that. And I, when I do that, sometimes I regret we didn't put it out there for the entire world. But we had a little, I think there was a little clip floating around with Alex Jones. And
yeah, Matt cut it.
There will be other trials.
Absolutely.
There will be other trials.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
In Connecticut.
I believe. In Connecticut.
They're coming up.
Into Connecticut. But yeah, so I mean, it's interesting when you look at a broadcaster like Nick Faldo, and now that I see it on my feed, it is all over the place on my feed, along with the, strangely enough, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and the army guards yelling at people at the Tomb of the Unknown.
Mike?
That's a, yes, sir.
Breaking news. Olivia Newton-John, pop singer and star of Grease, age 73, has passed away.
Oh my God. Jesus.
Wow. I did not expect that at all.
Iconic.
Yeah. I thought she had passed away
How
already.
How old was she, Rob?
73. No? 73 years old.
Wow. Too young.
Thank you, Pony.
What else was she in?
Well, she
what
she
do you
huge.
Do with that, by the way? What do I do with that right now? I don't know what to do.
Well,
I mean, it's really kind of easy to make the announcement, and then you talk about her.
All right.
You just kind of threw that to us, and here we are, flat-footed. What am I? I mean, I don't. She was iconic.
In Grease,
you know.
She had a long string of number one records, and she was
caught
in a
me
horrible
by surprise
movie.
On that, Rob.
Well, I was surprised as well. She was in the movie Xanadu, which was a horrible film, but she was sort of a definite. Even though she was Australian, she had that American sweetheart sort of deal for a while, where she was. The pure.
She was a heartthrob for a number of years. Mm-hmm. I remember that. I remember I played on the radio her hits, Let's Get Physical.
Oh, that was a
that
big
was
one.
A big, big flip for her when she did mm-hmm. Hopelessly Devoted to You.
Yes.
That was another Olivia Newton-John song. The most famous duo when she was in Grease with John Travolta. That was massive. I'm missing a major hit. I know I am. I'm missing maybe her biggest hit. I can't remember.
Well, there was the early hits that sounded different. You know, they were, for example, go ahead, Pody.
No. I mean, I have the music from Grease, but we all know that. I want to pull that up again, right? The songs.
Right.
But I know she had a pop hit, like a debut hit.
There's A Little More Love that was a big hit.
Physical?
Physical was probably her biggest hit, I believe. Night. And then
Great
here's
voice.
An early one, Mike. Have You Never Been Mellow?
Yeah, okay. Oh, Adult Contemporary would be the
Would this almost be
a
country crossover, too, right?
I'm not sure.
There was a time when I was. That's from 1975.
And I think probably her first big hit might be this.
1975.
Is that Let Me Be There?
Yeah. This is If You Love Me, Let Me Know. Oh, it's okay. Almost the same song.
As Let Me Be There. Came when I was
happy in your Grease fans around the world would be sad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And she would occasionally...
British born. It says British born.
I thought she was
Australian. Raised singer.
Oh,
British born,
okay.
Australian.
Right.
But she had health problems in recent years. I think she had breast cancer. Mm-hmm. I think she had other health issues. And... that's kind of a surprise there. Did it say what she passed from? Was there any detail on that?
Looking as we speak, Mike.
Her 30 years sharing her journey with breast cancer. But additional details were not immediately available.
A true advocate.
In 2017, it had returned and metastasized.
That's sad. Yeah, this is...
55-year career.
Yeah.
Mike, let me ask you this. You said that you know you're getting old... when you start seeing your heroes, and I'm not saying that clearly Olivia Newton-John was one of our heroes, but these are the contemporary, like these are stars when we were younger, right? Mm-hmm. You start seeing that, but like, I don't know, I feel like Olivia Newton-John, that's something that, but then you see Bruce Willis is sick. If Bruce Willis goes, then I'm going to feel like people are going.
Bruce Willis can't talk.
It's the reality. My sister hit me to it, and I really think it made sense. She was, when Kathy was... when she turned 60, she's 7 years older than I am. She, over the next like 3 or 4 years, they dealt with a lot of different issues with friends of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, oh man, it's been rough for you. She's that's turning this age. Yeah. You have to prepare for it. That's how it goes. And it gets, and I remember my mom used to talk about it. And people still, they don't realize it. But you get to a certain age, and suddenly, as far as celebrities passing, the idea of people like Gilbert Gottfried,
yes,
and people like Bob Saget, people like Louis Anderson, mm-hmm, when it goes bam, 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 what the reality is, it's kind of an actuarial table,
yeah,
unfortunately, and that's the way it goes. People my age, a greater propensity. Now, when you talk about when so-and-so goes, when somebody passes away, it's going to affect you. You're in your 40s, Rob's in his 50s,
yeah,
and for both of you guys, it'll be a situation where it's going to, as the time goes by, it's just going to hit closer and closer to home, mm-hmm, and that's just the reality. There will be the outliers, like people that live to be 100, like Vin Scully, and then right, there will be the people that we lose ridiculously young, where something happens or somebody gets sick. But the reality of that clock on the wall is something both of you, and I tell you both this, it will just become more and more and more of a reality. Now, the interesting thing about what I do is when I'm out down here with the guys at Happy Valley, I got a guy that I played golf with more than anybody this summer. He's 82 years old, and he's got the best attitude in the world, and he shoots his age.
Yeah.
Routinely. That's how good the guy is. But he's got this, this attitude that when you're next to him, you have to say to yourself, I wonder how much that has to do with creating that. Now, the meme that's floating around right now is there was a picture of Alex Jones and then some young movie star type guy that's mm-hmm, close in the same age, or he's older than Alex Jones. And they talk about anger and hate. I don't know about that. I think ultimately it's lifestyle and all the lifestyle changes that anyone can make out there. If you're still smoking cigarettes and you're listening to me, if you want to talk about the age machine,
mm-hmm,
that is smoking. I really do believe that
with all of my
heart.
I'm going to quit next week.
You should start. You're young, your lungs are fine.
That's the one thing.
Oh, by the way, did you tell us off air? Did you tell us on air? You got your MRI set and we're good for
MRI
good to
is
go
approved
for
August 18th. I'll have it that morning. So thank God. The doctor looked into it, and it
he pulled it for you. Your liver guy pulled it off.
He had to call the Cigna, woo, and say, "Hey, this guy needs this." And there's a whole exception board set up. I was horrified at the notion that it's a common enough situation that my insurance company has a line set up for doctors to call in to skirt their
well. The good news is that they took care of that for you, and
then hopefully
we'll get a little more closure for you as we go forward. But the reality of it is there. And so, and unfortunately, the way I look at things, when you get somebody who's iconic like Olivia Newton-John, and you know that, if it's not your person,
it's hard.
As much as we hate any kind of celebrity passing away, there are, I think, every maybe 5 years or so, there's the celebrity that knocks us all for a loop.
Yeah.
I give you the Robin Williams this world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where everybody gets affected by this. Olivia Newton-John will have her friends and
we
she will have
lost,
her fans.
Anne Heche. We almost lost Anne Heche.
Oh, yeah.
That's a different story. Have you heard the latest on that? That they are using evidence to find out what really happened?
Did you see the video from the Ring doorbells?
Hold on a second. They are using the evidence from her podcast.
Oh, I don't know this. No, I don't know this.
To say that she was, she may have been inebriated. And when you hear, do you have that clip?
I do have the clip from TMZ, yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so this is on her podcast. They don't know whether the podcast was indeed taped the same day that she had the accident. But if she did get in the car accident, and we wish her the best, I think she's gone from critical to stable condition.
Right, correct.
Ran into somebody's house, destroyed somebody's house, right?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. They have Ring doorbell footage from several cars, several houses on the street.
Where she goes tumbling into this car.
She's flying on the road, in a residential area.
You hear, it was like a movie-style screeching of the car making turns.
I think it was a Cooper Mini, a blue Cooper Mini, and it just zips by. Yes. Yeah.
So two questions before we play this clip. When you hear it, gentlemen, I ask you to listen to this, and on a regular daily podcast, regular, on the regular show, not one of our drinking shows, have any of us ever sounded like this? Roll it, Rob.
Welcome back to Better Together with Anna and Heather. File this one under fingers crossed.
And by the way,
there's no better title for this show.
They'd be shocked to know we are actually stone cold sober right now.
But, except that we are sitting with refined.
But wait,
we each have a bottle in front of us because our friends sent us refined.
Wait,
and I think I even did a bag commercial for them when we were in the beginning of our days about, let's say, 64 episodes ago, and we did a terrible commercial.
Oh, it was not. It was fun.
No, it was a fun commercial, but we were like, oh my God, refined when we thought
you're in Paso Robles,
you should go here and there, and oh my God, it was terrible.
We didn't quite know how to do commercials.
We're better together. This is the theme song.
That's your theme for her podcast?
Yes, Better Together.
And just trying to help you guys follow Dr. Rom's recommendations.
Mm-hmm. We did a wonderful episode.
So anyways, they sent us, Dr. Rom said that we should be drinking vodka instead of wine.
And we listened.
So Refined makes vodka. They sent us vodka and we are following their advice. Although if you look to the side, you might see.
With wine.
And I don't remember her having this voice.
Well, it's party voice.
Yeah, it is.
My
understanding is that she was famous. I remember her. Was she in Volcano, if I recall correctly?
She's in a couple of movies.
Yeah.
She was in a couple of
and
movies.
And then is it true that she unfortunately was blackballed by Hollywood because she was one of the first to come out?
I think she had a relationship. Didn't she have a relationship with
Ellen? Yes,
for a lengthy one.
She did.
And I think she may not have been blackballed because of her sexual orientation. I think she may have been blackballed because she had a reputation as being difficult to work with, but I have no idea. I haven't done a deep dive on that.
I remember the breakup.
She sounds troubled on that podcast.
She was in the remake of Psycho. She played the woman in the shower when Gus Van Sant remade Psycho about 20
years
ago.
She's a good actress, and I wish her the very best, and I hope she recovers.
Has to be difficult seeing your ex-girlfriend rise to the level of fame, your partner, right? That no one, like only a handful of people would ever rise to.
Yeah.
And then you see all of these Architectural Digests with Portia de Rossi?
Mm-hmm.
And like, you're like, well, I guess life's great for her. Like, that's got to be tough.
I think we've got Anne Heche in the news, but I'm not sure. But we do have to break.
Right.
So, yeah, lots to unpack during that. And safe home to Olivia Newton-John. Played a lot of her music over the years on the radio. And really an amazing, amazing talent. And she did do a lot of wonderful work raising awareness for breast cancer. And our best to her. We'll be right back.
A visit from an angry guest, trying to find a good contractor, and dating the same guy? It's all part of the fun on the latest bonus show. Here are some highlights.
Are you okay if I make crunchy noises?
I just want to say that I'm victimized. I'm scrutinized.
Call Jonah Hill. See if Jonah's heavy right now.
I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come in for a while now.
My story is I'm married, and my wife has access codes to everything I own.
My website was IsSheBatCrazy.com. Yippee-dip-bye, yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay.
There's anger in my pants right now.
Try one episode a month or more of the TMOS bonus show. Get that fifth hour of funny today at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Where the f*** are my crab chips?
Thank you, Alex. Zosker brought that up, I think. And we ran with it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Back to school prep, wedding season, and the holidays are right around the corner. What do you mean they're right around the
corner? They are.
What are you talking about?
If you blink, you'll miss it.
For God's sake.
Yeah, you know what? They've got the stuff in Costco already for Christmas.
Gadzooks. We're all cutting it close as we go straight from one thing to another. I have to tell you, big day in the house today. Change the old Harry's razor out.
Nice.
You know, I figured it's Monday. Might as well give it a try. They're incredibly sharp razors, and refills arrive in the nick of time. We're talking about Harry's. Harry's, the official sponsor of Cutting It Close. I am a Harry's guy for life. We all are. Amazing price point, blades that never seem to get dull, and the best shaving cream and body wash on the planet. Right now, you can get your Harry's starter set for just $3. Plus, you'll get a free travel-sized body wash. The set includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. That's a $16 value for just $3. Worth the try. Just visit harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction rating in the shaving industry. And they're still offering a no-risk trial. Don't like your shave? No worries, mate. It's on them. No matter how busy things get, you can stay fresh with Harry's. Get your Harry's starter set today, and you'll also get a free travel-size body wash. Just go to harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. And thank you, Harry's.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage. And as you've obviously heard by now, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have broken up.
Mm-hmm.
Sad, right?
Oh, tragic, right?
As usual, anonymous sources are here to tell us why it happened. Supposedly, it was the age difference. Uh-oh. Pete is 28 and Kim is 70. No, I'm sorry. She's 41 and she has 4 kids. So they're in different places, man.
I think the anonymous source, most people agree, is Kyle Mooney.
It's Kyle Mooney from Saturday Night Live.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Saturday Night Live.
But she's got the 4 kids in distance is tough, right? The distance.
Well, not when you have nannies and private jets and more money
Mike,
than
Mike, I take it all back. I take it all back. You're right.
Right?
I take it back. I take it back. I just look, the BDE is something I thought could hold longer than 9 months.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Here's a quote from the anonymous source. I don't know why you quote an anonymous source and put it in there as a quote, but Pete is totally spontaneous. And give me the name of who would be the anonymous source, and I'll do the voice.
Oh God. Do you have a
It'd be Alex Jones, since our regular listeners didn't get Alex Jones.
Yeah. Please.
I'll have Alex Jones
as the anonymous source.
Here's the problem. Pete is totally spontaneous and impulsive and wants her to fly to New York or wherever he is on a moment's notice. Kim can't do that. She doesn't have the bandwidth to do that. Also, Kanye has reported been making things hard on Kim, on purpose, of course, because he's so mature. Here's a quote again. When Kim is with someone else, Kanye can cause problems with the kids. He tries to divide. He tries to conquer. He's a mess. He can't help it. Kim is really dedicated mother, and her kids will always come first. She wants and needs harmony at home. And in her life.
So are you blaming the age different, Alex, or the kids?
It's the kids. I think that's what it is. I think it's what the kids are, you know. What you have to do is you're managing children like that, and you have a man who's man-child anyways, Pete Davidson. Skinny tattoos. Gets tattoos of all his girlfriends. The man is he doesn't have a nice moral compass as far as I'm concerned.
Is he on your side or the other side?
He's on the MSM side. Hey, straight media.
Pete won, though, right? Thank if you, you think about it, Pete won with the clout that the Kardashians gave him.
Mike, you're right. He always wins.
I was going through his Rolodex. It was Ariana Grande. And I was looking at the picture. It's like a woman
Kate
after
Beckinsale.
One. He has the skill set to see it. And why, if you had that at 28 years of age.
Well, that's why Kim went on a date with him.
Yes.
She said that she was curious about. And look, who put us on to that? The BDE. It was Maddie.
Our old producer.
Absolutely.
She said, there's something about him. I was like, I don't know what it is.
Did my lightning strike in Florida affect your audio quality in Massachusetts?
I think you're a little hot again, man.
I turned down my gain to you. It should be, I don't know what Matt's doing on your end. Do you want me to go lower?
Pony,
Can you bring that microphone just a little bit further from your mouth there?
Okay, better?
And I'll bring your level up.
Is this better?
Oh, that's much better.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. My apologies.
Oscar and I can't be always the ones wants to speak about this. Okay? Robin Pony, you have to speak up when we hear the same stuff. Please, help me out. Just try to do that. Mike Tyson doesn't approve of Hulu's upcoming biographical series, Mike. I thought that was mine.
I was going to say, it's about you, about right? It's the first movie about you since The Mimic.
No, I guess it's... The Mimic. It was simply Mimic, Rob, not The Mimic.
Mimic. That's why I could never find it on
I was so
Hulu.
Excited, and then it's like about aliens and bugs coming out of people's chests. Mike was inspired by his life, but was produced without his permission. Tyson had expressed his displeasure when the show was announced as well, and is also working with Jamie Foxx, Antoine Fuqua, and Martin Scorsese on an official biopic. I didn't know.
Really?
That. Cool.
Scorsese?
Hulu's Mike stars Moonlight breakout Trevante Rhodes as Mike Tyson and is described as an unfiltered and unbiased exploration of the boxer's controversial life. So Mike says,
I don't let Hulu fool you. I don't support that story about my life. It's not 1822, it's 2022. They stole my life story and didn't pay me. The Hulu's executives, I'm just an N-word they can sell on the auction block.
Wow.
Hulu's the streaming version of the Slave Master. There you are.
Wow. Hulu. Which do you hate more, Mike? Hulu or prison?
I think overall, when I look back at my experience, be prison.
Really? Well, what prison. Did you hate about prison?
It's, you know, things you see, you go in there, you see guys' genitals.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't shower
see,
much.
See that on Hulu, too.
I don't shower
don't
much.
Okay, here's a new term. Oscar might know it. I didn't. Benching. Familiar with it?
Oh,
I don't know.
I feel
this.
Like I'm lost.
Oh, good. I love this. It's more commonly known as leading someone on, stringing them along, putting them on the back burner, or doing anything you can to keep them interested in you, all without putting any emotional or physical labor into a relationship with them. Essentially, you've been benched if the person you're interested in doesn't commit to you, but instead ignores you until it's convenient for them to reach out. Instead of dumping or ghosting you, they'll simply bench you for potential later use. Here's a quote from a woman who was benched.
Okay.
And I quote, I recently went on a great first date. No, I'm sorry. That's Alex Jones. I recently went on a great first date with a guy who even texted me afterward to tell me he'd like to do it again. But now it's been months and that second date has never happened. However, he keeps texting me every few days, liking my social media posts and direct messaging me on Instagram, all with the purpose of keeping me interested. And now I realize it. I realize I've been benched.
Yeah.
So there it is.
That's a friend zone, I thought, right? Is that it's just the updated version of the friend zone when you're basically on the back burner and whenever someone breaks up with someone, they'll call you just to have a good time?
I don't know if it's a back burner because it seems like this is more strategic. Because, you know, the liking of the post is not anything committal. It's just keeping them on the hook a little bit.
Like leading them on until you have
time. You don't
have
direct interaction, but you're there. You will like a post occasionally. Yeah. You'll text and say hi. It's kind of what I do with Stephanie Larson.
Got it.
Moving right along here.
She has been benched.
Well, I love you, Stephanie. It was just the name I pulled out of my hat. Here's one thing, House of the Dragon, which, by the way, I'm not a nerd, but I'm looking forward to. House of the Dragon, the prequel to Game of Thrones. Here's one thing House of the Dragon has in common with the original GOT. Apparently, it's a ton of sex.
Oh, okay.
Matt Smith, the Doctor Who veteran who stars as Prince Daemon Targaryen in the HBO prequel series, got candid about his character's intimate scenes in the show with Rolling Stone UK. He personally thinks there's slightly too much of it all. This is manufactured like you would not believe. Oh,
did Tom Hanks write
too
this?
Much. Yes, this is tough. Here's the question. Yeah, no, here's his quote. All right. You do find yourself asking. No, I'm sorry. That's Alex Jones. What am I doing?
It's great.
He'd be great in that new show, though.
Enter House of the Dragon.
Yeah, didn't you think that was a Chinese restaurant, Alex?
I'm here to tell you that Prince Daemon Targaryen doesn't have a chance, all right? He's part of the MSM. See, here's what he says. You find yourself asking, do we need another sex scene, Smith said. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, we do. I guess you have to ask yourself, what are you doing? Are you representing the books or are you diluting the books to represent the time we're living in? And I actually think it's your job to represent the books truthfully and honestly as they were written. So he's a legitimate bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like a phony thing. When asked if he has his fair share of bedroom scenes, he replied, yeah, slightly too much if you ask me. So it's not that big a deal, but I say bring on the SES. Come on.
Yeah.
True to the books.
But it is so manufactured, Mike. It is manufactured. A little too much, if you ask me.
Oh, well, so how'd you like doing the Dragon prequel? Oh, my penis is exhausted.
Time and a half. Anyway.
And now, a very, very stupid kicker. My apologies.
That's all right.
It's Monday. I did the best I can. Here goes. An athlete named Alberto Nonino was running in a 400-meter race in the World Athletics U20 U20 Championships in Colombia last week when his penis popped out of his shorts. It kept happening. It kept popping out during the race and slowed him so much down that he finished D, as we like to say in golf, DFL. Do you know what that means, Rob?
I would say dead effing last.
That's correct. Thank Very you. Good. And so that's all I have. Just a little song to take us in to the break right now.
Okay.
All right? Alberto Nonino had a problem with his pino. You've never seen such a crazy little weeno. What is wrong with me? I'm so sorry.
Why would you apologize for that? That was masterful.
Because it was early. Yeah. It was like 5:45. I don't know what I was doing.
I love
we have to take a break. We'll come back with Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
There's a book about him that Rob is obsessed with.
Obsessed with.
And we will do that when
we
come back. Hey,
kids, where do you want to go for dinner?
Amato!
Now Jim Amato is going to, like, sell a veggie burger.
Amato burgers.
I love beef, but I'll take this.
You'll not believe the incredible Michael Mara burger.
This Amato veggie burger is fantastic.
Oh, God, these are good.
Welcome to Amato's, Pittsburgh's favorite burger.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
At Amato's, we pack our burgers with top quality cuts of beef and prepare everything with tender love and care.
Did they teach you that here,
Brad? If you're hungry for laughs, why not try the Mike O'Mara bonus show? Supersize the fun with a yearly subscription at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yeah, don't just stare at it, eat it.
Ladies and gentlemen, two guys, Jim Amato and Mark Riddell, who are friends of the show and fans of the show and have been good friends to us for years and years and years, and they take not only the spirit of this show, but they take clips from this show. They take ideas. They are incredibly prolific with the promos they do for this show, and they do it at no additional cost to this show, which I think is an amazingly kind thing that they do to make our product sound more fun and more delightful. So to Jim Amato and to Mark Riddell, Twitch and Jim Amato, thank you guys for all the work you do and making, you know, what we used to do in-house so wonderful each and every day. The energy you guys put into that and the quality you put out and the fun that you have with it and that you get the joke better than anybody gets the joke, even better than we do sometimes, to Jim Amato and Mark Riddell. God bless you guys, and thank you. I wanted to say that. I've been probably wanting to say it for quite some time. Summer is here, and that means we're spending more time outside and less time in the kitchen, and Freshly's new lineup of their effortless in-season meals gives you more time to enjoy summer. Don't waste your time inside shopping and cooking. Take advantage of the good weather and Freshly's special summer sale. Sorry, the upper plate slipped on that one. Now you can get $125 off across your first five orders. With Freshly, you are not stuck with fast food chains or frozen dinners. Freshly provides delicious, effortless, balanced meals without having to sacrifice your summer moments. They're designed by nutritionists, prepared by chefs, then delivered right to your door. I love that they're delivered fresh, not frozen, and they are always delicious. The steak peppercorn is amazing. Oscar loves it. Freshly is wonderful. Is there anything besides the steak peppercorn that's on your menu right now, Mr. Oscar
Santana? The sausages are amazing.
Gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Make summer dinners stress-free with Freshly right now. You can get $125 off your first five orders at Freshly.com/TMOS. That's $125 off Freshly.com/TMOS. About maybe 3 weeks, maybe almost a month ago, Rob Spiewak said, I got a little story about Harvey Weinstein, who really arguably was the catalyst for the entire Me Too movement.
Oh, right at the very front of it. Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
I think so. And he went to jail, rightly so. Still in jail. Last time we saw him, I think he was like on a walker, pretending he was really hurt when he probably wasn't. What is this? Where did you find it? And what is it?
This is a book that is out. It's by a New Yorker magazine critic, media critic. His name is Ken Oletta, and the book is called "Hollywood Ending: Harvey Weinstein and the Culture of Silence," and it gives more details into this ugly culture that he used to victimize so many people. Mm. And there were certain things that I found quite interesting.
About Harvey?
Yes. The author, who is 80, told Fox News,
That he's 80?
The author is 80.
The guy that wrote the book, yes. 80 years old.
So he's been around a while.
How about that?
It says here, quote, Harvey Weinstein had some notion in his head that his body was attractive, despite witness testimony that he smelled of feces, had genitals scarred to a point where they looked like a vagina, and had a back full of uncomfortable blackheads.
Oh, God almighty, that makes me ill to
These
even hear about that.
People.
Yes, it's really gross.
Oh, man.
God. So this guy believes that in his mind, Harvey, who looked like a pockmarked Shrek.
Yeah, on his best day, without all of those details, he still wasn't a good-looking guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Ugh, God, yeah. How horrible.
Here's something else that when a testimony was given in 2020 about a previous encounter, the victim testified that his genitalia was so deformed and that he shot his penis with an erection drug treatment moments before the encounter.
Mm.
Deformed?
Yeah, it's apparently it looked so bad that it resembled a vagina somehow.
Well, that's what's
in the book. That was the testimony. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
get it. The fact that he had to have performance enhancing drugs, it's just so creepy at the next level where this wasn't even a natural urge for him. It was about something else.
Yeah, and also
like
the
power, maybe.
It was a power situation. It was just terrible.
The victim further says, the first time I saw him fully naked, I felt he was deformed and intersex. He had extreme scarring that I didn't know if maybe he was a burn victim, but that didn't make sense. He does not appear to have testicles, and it appears to be a vagina.
Is that all you got?
Well, that's pretty much. They also talk about, let's focus on the fact that he really did think of himself as, and a quote again from the book, God's gift, a Don Juan, who spoke to multiple film studio employees and the former producer's business partner and brother, Bob Weinstein, for the expose. I don't think I got anything out of Bob. But the very fact that the man smells like poop is really not.
So nothing other than that. That was it.
Well, that's what they're spinning the book on right now. Yeah, but it's
disgusting. We can agree, though, that how many accusers do you have? He has 30 plus, right?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken,
dozens.
It's when this all started happening, and then you heard about the Cosby situation,
mm-hmm.
where you're like, in a world of smartphones, you start to think of yourself like, I hope this is a cautionary tale for anyone out there to understand that they will be held accountable, right?
Of course.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get back to what you said, though, about enhancement and having to where it didn't come naturally. Because didn't you, I know I did, that in the back of, you know, when I'm reading everything about Harvey Weinstein back in the day.
I think that some issues. Like,
sounds
like
I was saying to myself that this was a predator who just was insatiable, and it wasn't that. What it was this is just what he did because he could get away with it. If he had to enhance himself like that, he was just such a monster.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it so much worse to me.
It does.
That he did this just to do it. You know what I mean? And just
I like
your
power, theory about
the absolute power.
The absolute power.
It's disgusting.
I think that's it. And that's how that is often attributed to people like movie producers.
What's the book called?
The book is called Hollywood Ending, Harvey Weinstein and the Culture of Silence.
Okay. It's just amazing. Amazing to me. I mean, really, the culture of silence is what, empowered him, and he was the guy. You know, you go back and you look, there are compilations out there on YouTube where you see the people that are standing on the dais thanking Harvey Weinstein, and then to have this, but then when you get behind the scenes and you hear some of these, I thought there were a lot more facts about it, but just stunning, really. I mean, that he did this.
Amazing. Physical. It is. It takes somehow a despicable notion and makes it even worse, which is just so horrible.
Mm.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. We got to take a break. We will come back and do something else on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's take a little powder here, and then we'll figure out what to do after that segment. We'll be right back, everybody.
The fields and stadia across America are silent for the moment. However, on practice fields, the teams are beginning their march towards glory for a shot at the championship in Glendale, Arizona, this coming February. Another football season is on the cusp. And a solitary figure is in the West analyzing the statistics, schedules, and teams, ready to make his voice heard. The prognosticator of Perump is returning.
In the no, baby!
This there fall on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, we all love Rothy's, the best shoes in our closets. And whether it's the RS01 sneakers, the driving loafers, or the Chelsea boots, you're going to love them. They're insanely comfortable, and you can wear them with anything from sweats to suits. Rothy's feel broken in right out of the box. They are machine washable, and they are knit with 100% recycled materials. Even the sneaker laces are made from recycled plastic water bottles. No wonder Rothy's best-selling men's shoes get a 5-star review from almost every customer. To top it all off, the driving loafer was just named one of Time Magazine's 100 best inventions of 2021 in the style category, calling it an ideal shoe for the late pandemic era. Step into something fresh with the Summer Edit from Rothy's. With new products for men and women, you can snag shoes for yourself or someone you love. For a limited time, get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/TMOS. That's $20 off at rothys.com/TMOS. Well, I want to hand it to a particular company that's out there, ladies and gentlemen. I've been speaking about them before, and I'm speaking about them now, and that is a place where, well, simply, next to Maine, the best darn blueberry pancakes you can get anywhere. I'm talking about my friends at Cracker Barrel. I love Cracker Barrel. I truly do. It's just they're having a bit of a problem right now because the Cracker Barrel people are introducing, what's it called? It's a new kind of sausage that is a plant-based protein. I think it's called Impossible.
Yeah.
And Impossible Sausage is what they are now offering. And you would say, if you were a patron, if I was a patron, I was going, well, it's nice to have an option, right? Yeah. An option if you don't want to have the pork fat. But that's not really the case with our friends right now at Cracker Barrel, because there is did we just lose Oscar?
I'm still here. I'm still here. Someone's bringing me a charger. My apologies. I'm still here, you guys. Okay. Please continue.
All right.
A question, Mike, about the blueberry pancakes, because you schooled me on blueberry pancakes when we were in Maine. You took me to a place that makes them right. I would think Cracker Barrel would be more in the IHOP category of gummy,
because they
syrupy
actually put
blueberries.
They put the blueberries in the pancake, which is a Maine thing,
perfect,
as opposed
yeah.
to compote, which right. is crap, which they put on top of them at IHOP. And they give you, even though they're small bottles, they give you as many as you want, real maple syrup, which I think is a nice thing for Cracker Barrel.
Oh, wow.
But let me read you with this. Cracker Barrel's Country Tranquility and apparently was shattered on Monday. That's today when the chain announced on Facebook that customers could put on their breakfast plate a plant-based protein as replacement for their traditional bacon or smoked sausage. Discover new meal frontiers, Cracker Barrel said. Experience the out-of-this-world flavor of Impossible Sausage, made from plants. So you would think good, right?
Sure.
It's going to be here are some of the comments made by the patrons of your local Cracker Barrel.
All right.
All the more reason to stop eating at Cracker Barrel. Oh. This is not what Cracker Barrel was to be all about, one person. Well, I just lost respect for a once great Tennessee company, another injected. If I wanted a salad, I would, in fact, order a salad. Stop with the plant-based meat crap, wrote a third. And then somebody writes, oh, nose spelled N-O-E-S. Oh, nose. The Cracker Barrel has gone woke. It really is the end of times.
Why do people care? They're not being forced to eat it. It's not being put on their plate instead of real pork fat. Why are they so upset?
The liberals weighed in, too.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Cracker Barrel, old country store. What? If you want to know what the left is stereotyped a little bit too, well, the quote like this, if it really came
from
somebody on left.
Can you give an appropriate voice for that quote, Mike?
Thank you, Cracker Barrel, old country store. You understand the direction the world is going. Whether you are doing it for marketing, profit, or personal reasons, the vegans appreciate that there will be less suffering in the world because of your choice to offer cruelty-free food. Oh, I forgot the cruelty. It's not just a... I think of plant-based as more of a protein that's good for you as opposed to, well, they're not out there killing
It's everything. Yeah. It's everything.
Right.
Yeah. I've had the Impossible Burger at Burger King. It's great. Still has a lot of calories, though. It might be healthier.
Did you like it, though?
It was delicious. The Impossible Burger 1 was terrible, but the second 2.0, that version, is phenomenal.
Julia had an Impossible Burger at my dad's place last weekend.
Here's another comment from the left. Lone Star tick disease is spreading, and some of you yahoos are going to have to eat some metaphorical crow with your vegan sausages after the ticks make you allergic to meat. One person wrote, referring, boy, there are a lot of people out there.
You can't eat crow if you're a vegan?
And then another person writes, imagine getting upset because a menu option exists at a restaurant. Relax, Trumpers. So anywho, a spokeswoman, and that's nice. See, they're woke. A spokeswoman for Cracker Barrel sent a statement to the Washington Post. By the way, this is in the Post style section.
Yeah.
We appreciate the love our fans have for our all day breakfast menu.
That is so corporate speak.
True or
that
false,
is such
Mike.
Corporate speak.
True or totally. False that the Cracker Barrel spokeswoman is named Granny.
Oh my God.
We appreciate the love our fans have for...
Why do I now I'm morphing into baby Billy Freeman, you know?
Yeah.
We appreciate the love our fans have for our all-day breakfast menu. At Cracker Barrel, we are always exploring opportunities to expand our guest experience breakfast and provide choices to satisfy every taste bud. Whether people want to stick with traditional favorites like bacon and sausage or are hungry for a new nutritious plant-based option like Impossible Sausage. I'm Baby Bobby Freeman, Baby Billy.
Baby Uncle Baby Billy.
Let's see. So anyway, that's Cracker Barrel in the culture war.
They don't serve Impossible Meats at that restaurant where all of the gemstones go after church every week. You know, in that upstairs room?
Yeah. If Cracker Barrel had an upstairs room, the gemstones would hang out there.
Of course they would. Yeah.
By the way, for those of you that might not know, if you've never been in one, try it this weekend.
All right.
I've never been, Mike. Founded in 1969 in Lebanon, Tennessee, Cracker Barrel is a publicly traded company with more than 660 stores in 45 states. Boy, I want to go tonight.
Isn't it amazing?
I want to go tonight. I really do.
To think that in the northeast part of our United States in 1969, there was Woodstock, and in Tennessee, they founded Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
It truly is a melting pot. Yeah.
By the way, would anyone like to know, based on our trip to the Miller's, where Mark made short ribs and potato where he mandolin sliced the thin slices of potato, then compacted it, and then stored it overnight? And then fried it in duck fat. It was the most delicious potato dish I have ever had. But when the O'Maras drink on occasion, they go to the one extra location. So I do not know, nor am I proud of the fact that Mrs. O'Mara turned the car towards Culver's after we left the Miller's house. And we had a Butterburger.
Oh.
And got on the scale, all right, this morning after the Miller's, all right, after I was very happy.
Oh.
Four. Oh. Who had four in the poll?
Wow.
4 pounds.
Wow.
Fat man pounds.
That's the duck fat right there.
I know. That's the Culver's after
yeah,
we
second
ate
meal.
Perfectly,
yeah.
Perfectly satisfying.
Did you have a
meal.
Duck fat concrete at Culver's?
All right. So let me just say, Robin, I'm sorry about this booze reference, but I
that's
have to
all right,
share with
Mike.
You.
I used to drink, Oscar, you see.
He is an amazing host. He catered. He knows, not only is he a radio personality, but he knows how to cater as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At one point, towards the end of dinner, we had. He made me an old-fashioned, absolute stellar one, fantastic with the big giant ice cube,
nice.
Which I asked for a second one, which I brought to the dinner table. At dinner, they poured wine, a glass of wine, and there was a little bit of the old-fashioned left. There was a little bit of the wine left, and then he poured with his bananas Foster that he made tableside.
No kidding.
He poured a little after-dinner wine. Dessert wine, as they call it, in a very specialty little cup. And then looked over at me and he said, can I get you something to drink? As all three drinks were in front of me. I said, no, I'm doing fine. Everything's good. So anyway, if you want to go to Cracker Barrel and enjoy their impossible sausage, I say, go to it. Yeah. Good for them. Yes. Salute.
Evolve.
You know, and I think, frankly, this is because Mike O'Mara went there a couple of times over the summer. That's what it is. That's
you brought your wokeness to Cracker Barrel?
You're the catalyst?
Yeah.
I'm the catalyst for Cracker Barrel. I'd like to go tonight, but Carl will say, no, you're on a diet. Oh, F it. We have to take a break, and we will come back with the Town of Sound.
Yes.
With Rob Spiewak. Oscar is back with us in sunny Hyannis, and everything is right with the world. We'll take a short break, and we'll be right back after this, ladies and gentlemen.
The Lord loves you. That's why you cry. Busyisms. A dog eating grass means the holidays are here. Busyisms. A broken rake is a kitchen necessity. If you know the secret, Busyisms. Hello, dear people. This is Gary Busey. I played Buddy Holly, but now I offer wisdom. Do you have thoughts you want to share? Then you should be a TMOS talking head. Just email Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com and you could find yourself on a Zoom call with the three wise men of TMOS. Include a phone number and get ready for fun. TMOS Talking Heads, more fun than a Cincinnati margarine rally with extra red hots. Buseyisms.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. By the way, TMOS listeners, today, lightning hit in Southwest Florida.
Yes.
Battery crash in Hyannis, Massachusetts. And we have chugged along and brought you this fantastic show today with all the things that, to think in a previous incarnation of this show, we would have melted down with those kind of problems. And I'm here to say we chugged along. And it's still just our little crew, our little skeleton crew, powering through all those problems. Proud of it. Way to go. Summertime is a great time for families to learn and explore together. KiwiCo delivers monthly crates full of science and art projects, perfect for kids of all ages who want to keep their imaginations active all summer long. And get them away from the computer and the phone screens. Build stomp rockets and kites, explore the science of trees, or engineer your own coin-eating robot. Your child will have fun learning with super cool hands-on projects delivered to their door every single month. KiwiCo gives them the tools to learn new skills, build new experiences, and make new connections to the broader world. Plus, KiwiCo has something for kids of all ages, and you can pause or cancel anytime. Michael loves KiwiCo, and I love watching him discover new things. Make summer a new learning adventure every month with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code TMOS.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Mike, we go back a long way, and you know I'm a big fan of jingles, be they radio jingles or commercial jingles. And when a great jingle rears its head, I feel we should call attention to it.
Okay.
And this one was brought to me by Matthew Ponyboy Bloom.
Ooh.
It's a local company, and it's just fantastic.
I apologize ahead of time. This will be stuck in your head.
Mike, it's the commercial for Deckman.
Deckman, great memories with a nice deck. Deckman, hire us, there will be no regrets. Resurfacing all the restorations, replacements, and so much more. We don't build just decks, we build memories. Make your memory a good one. Deckman, count on us, we offer best prices. Call Deckman now or visit Deckman.com.
Not a single rhyme no. In the entire jingle.
And I will remember Deckman forever.
Deckman.
I will. And by the way, we can mock all we want. They work.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
They
work. Who do you think sang
already,
it?
Deckman is right here. Simple. Deckman. Two syllables. Deckman.
Deckman.
Thank you. I don't want to hear it again. Thank you very much. I don't want to blow it up. I like it. I don't want to kill it. Not
Mike,
the first day.
They're not just making decks. They're making memories.
Making memories, yeah, with your resurfaced deck.
That's right. Deckman.
Fantastic. By the way, if you're not a snob, you know, use a composite material.
Yeah.
Just yes.
As a veteran of many deck incarnations.
Trex.
The composite, the Trex, you know, well, if you want to go totally highline, there's some knockoffs now, Oscar.
Really?
You can go
with. I don't know.
I think Trex is the gold standard.
Yeah,
and
I made
the most
my deck
expensive.
Out of water bottles.
It's yeah, Rob actually melted them and weaved them
I did.
Together. It was spectacular. It was great.
That's hilarious.
Really just a good guy when all is said and done. Pete Rose.
Oh, God. I had no idea about this other. I thought it was just the gambling. I really did. But isn't Pete Rose 100 years old now?
He
or
is,
something like
but
that?
I'm not going to focus on the allegations.
Jesus. But I mean, I didn't know that there was also the sexual. He's just a con.
I know.
He's such a dick.
Well, they had a celebration this weekend for the Phillies, celebrating their last, I guess, one of their more their last World Series win. He was part of the team.
Okay.
And they had him up in the booth. Now, Pete Rose knows a lot of things, but he doesn't know that they don't have a 7-second delay on a ball game. Here's Pete Rose in the booth with the Phillies.
Rose said, "Tony, congratulations. What did you hit?" And Tony says, "Joe, I hit a high fastball."
And he has the F word?
No.
Joe didn't know what to say. Joe said, "No shit."
That's looped out to right field.
You change the subject real quick on that loop out to right field.
I'm just describing the action.
Pretty sure we don't have a 7-second delay. So,
and then they,
did he say like the cock-a-doodle-doo?
Yeah, that's how high the fastball was. And then he said no S. And then they threw it to commercials.
Deck man, great memories with a nice deck.
All right,
deck man.
Now I want to clear this up. Despite what Mrs. Bryan said, Luke Bryan did not break his finger at the amusement park.
He didn't?
He
I read
did
all
not.
About it all over the weekend.
I know. She put out a tweet, I believe it was, that Mrs. Bryan, I think her name might be Caroline.
Oh, Rob,
Bryan?
Excuse me. This Luke Bryan specific segment is brought to you by one of our new sponsors on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Deck man, great memories with a nice deck.
Thank great you. Memories with a nice
that's
deck.
It send me that one that's a great deck man great memories with a nice deck.
Deck man, great memories with a nice deck.
It says crate, not even create.
No,
yeah, it's create, but he's create
great yeah. All right,
go ahead.
So Mrs. Bryan, I think her name is Caroline Bryan, issued a thing saying they went to amusement park. She twisted her ankle.
Is this his mother or his wife?
His wife, that she twisted her ankle and that he broke his finger on a roller coaster. Well, obviously, she didn't clear this joke with Luke because he has this very stern reply on Instagram.
I did not break my finger, and I did not break my finger at a roller coaster park. My finger's not broken. Please stop reporting that it's broken.
Deck man, memories with a nice deck.
Love he it. Sounds testy.
He doesn't yeah. sound pissed.
Well, he's like enough
that's
of this
the real
nonsense.
Luke. Yeah, that's the real. That's the real guy.
I did not break my finger, and I did not break my finger at a roller coaster park. My finger's not broken. Please stop reporting that it's broken.
Yeah,
I like this better than anything we've ever played. You see that
right,
he does have some passion.
Play it again one more time, and I want this to stand.
I did not break my finger, and I did not break my finger at a roller coaster park. My finger's not broken. Please stop reporting that it's broken.
Please.
Get bent.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you.
If you're ever flipping around TikTok and you see a female impressionist, there's one thing you can count on. They're going to do Jennifer Coolidge from American Pie. They're just going to do that voice.
Is that the Bandcamp girl?
No, that's the
Stifler's mom.
All right.
And she just issued an interview where she said she is so glad she made the American Pie movies, and she explains why.
I was so happy for American Pie and the MILF thing, but also first time Emmy thing, what an honor. I got a lot of play of being a MILF, and I got a lot of sexual action from American Pie. Just, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just talking about, there were so many benefits to doing that movie. I mean, there were about like 200 people that I would have never had slept with.
Deck man, great memories with a nice deck.
Holy yes.
Wow.
So she's had sex with 200 people since American Pie came out.
That's God bless her. Yeah. I don't remember the. I wish I could put a face with that.
She's also in Best in Show.
Yeah, and Legally Blonde
she's
too.
She's the silly actress. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, we lost you.
We
don't have your audio. Did you hit a wire?
Yeah, he's still connected.
Yeah, he's still connected. I can hear you. I can't hear Mike, but I can hear the studio in DC.
Yeah, Mike is disconnected.
Oh no!
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
We're back, baby.
What happened?
Oh, hold on.
Oh, it was something that he wiggled.
We lost you again.
Now you're gone again. No, not yet. Stay tuned. Oh, there. Hold it. It's that wire.
Hello.
It's this wire.
That's the wire.
We've got you. We've got you.
Now we've lost you. You're gone now.
Now we have you.
You're there.
No.
Man.
No, not yet.
Let's FedEx this man something. Tomorrow. Yeah.
You know, tomorrow. You know who?
Do you have me now?
Yes, we have you now.
All right. Yeah, please send me one. I need one desperately.
You. Yeah, you know who could fix that for you?
Deck man.
Thank God for Deck Man. Deck Man saved the show. What a day. We've done better under, you know, these.
We're doing the best.
Really, so the only really problematic segment was the Harvey Weinstein segment.
Yeah, that was out of the blue.
Anyway, go ahead.
In Alabama, they have a minor league baseball team called the City Trash Pandas.
Is that like the Flying Nut Squirrels?
Yeah,
or whatever
the Flying Squirrels of Richmond. I think Trash Pandas are the Rocket City Trash, but Trash Panda is a raccoon, I believe. And they had, like at the game I went to in Richmond, they had fireworks after the game. However, they weren't all aimed up in the air. Some of them came shooting towards the crowd.
Oh, no.
And we have some brief. I wish there was more audio, but it really looked like Star Wars because the rockets are just zooming straight at you.
I was recording that. There's no one.
There's America right now. Congratulations, Pony. You got it.
You got it. It's a winner.
You got it. You got a hit. Isn't that nice to have a hit record on the show?
Thanks, Deck Man.
He's the best. And let us close with this. Even though it is National Pickleball Day, it is also National Dollar Store Day.
Mm.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it is National Dollar Store Day.
It's a shame our guy doesn't do it anymore, you know? Family Dollar.
Pickles. No, I wish that show was still on. That was a great game show.
It was wonderful to
make
fun
of. Save to Win,
it's
Mike.
Not,
you know, it was
right,
called Save
exactly.
to Win. Exactly. But
Family Dollar Sizzles.
Now, when I think of Dollar Store, I always think of this routine from David Spade, who was a personal favorite, talking about things you can get at a dollar store.
And the only thing I thought was weird was the home pregnancy test. Is this for the girl in the regular pharmacy going, you know, I want to find out if I'm pregnant, but I'm not spending more than $1 to find out. I'll just wait. This will sort of figure itself out.
That's all I got, Mike.
That's it. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for another fine day on the Mike O'Meara Show. Oscar, safe travels.
Yes,
thank you.
Careful.
Back from Hyannis, and to you and Shannon, thank you all so much for doing some great shows from up there in New England. We truly appreciate it. We're looking forward to seeing you back in Washington tomorrow. We got to get out of here for Pony Boy Matt Bloom, also Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. This is Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Deckman.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
Who cares? Nobody gives a crap.
Number one, this is disgusting.
I've seen